Zorn, 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 the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Well, happy New Year to one Eric Zorn, which I haven't seen since the New Year kicked over.
It's been a long time. Yeah, you've been in rehab. I've been traveling and everything. So.
Knee rehab. Let's specify.
Oh, yeah.
Either way.
Oh, yeah.
Knee, booze, one or the other.
I haven't had too much booze lately, so I can't wait to get loaded, really.
Wow.
So you can go into the other kind of rehab.
Sure.
It'll all work out.
Well, the stream starts at noon. You could pop a cork
we can do that. Bill is not here for your first return of 2018.
No.
He'll be back on Friday, but Brian Noonan is here and was very excited that Eric Zorn is here.
I'm excited to see Brian.
I love following Eric on Twitter and reading his columns, and so this is a treat. And listening to the Mincing Rascals, of course, with the
that's been really fun lately. We've been really having a good time with the Mincing Rascals.
It's too bad there's nothing for you guys to talk about. Things are so quiet.
Unbelievable.
That's very sad.
Yeah, it's been really fun. That whole podcast thing is going really well, I think. Just all over, and WGN Plus has some really good offerings. So, yeah, we're having a good time.
All right. So. Well, you've been having a good time for many, many years now. I heard some startling revelation. You had a birthday. Happy belated.
Thanks.
How old are you now, Eric?
I'm 60.
I cannot believe you are 60.
I know. I project so youthful, don't I?
I thought you were younger than I am.
I know. That's, yeah. No,
that's bad news for me.
He always makes you look at him through cheesecloth. Yeah. So he's like Christine Baranski. He always looks kind of out of focus, and you go, boy, that Eric is youthful.
He makes me put Vaseline on my eyes.
Exactly.
So it works out. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting milestone to
60.
Turn.
60.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, how did you wake up the next day? I wouldn't have wanted to. 60.
I know.
And he can still kick.
Wow. The more you say it, Wendy, the worse I'm feeling about this.
Yeah. No.
Good Lord, Eric. Did you buy a casket? You're 60.
60 is the new 30.
Sakes.
It really is.
Yeah, because
I don't know if it's the new 30,
youthful.
But it feels more like the new 50 in a way. Like, I just feel like there's obviously you're in the home stretch, right? But there's still, keep it together. It's
God, you can't think about it, the home stretch. I can't think like that. You shouldn't think like that.
Well, it could be a long home stretch.
You're on the back nine. Let's put it that way. How's that? Is that any better to you?
Yeah, depressing. I like the back nine.
The back nine.
I was just kidding with why'd you get out of bed. Then when you put it that way, it's like, wow. That's,
there's got more days behind you than in front of you. That's for sure. But,
jeez, thanks, Dr. Depresso.
I'm bringing this down here. But no, I'm real optimistic. I did this column on the occasion of my 60th, and I made a 14-point plan. It's like the headline was my 14-point plan to be a good old man. And I've been inspired a lot by my dad, who is 86, and who has just aged really well. I mean, his body is not doing everything that he wants it to do anymore. He's got leg problems and knee problems and so on. But in terms of his attitude, his approach to life and so on. And so I thought I might share some of these
with
you.
Please,
I mean,
yeah.
And these aren't. And the first one is limit organ recitals, and that's my dad's term for like when you get together with people and start talking about all the aches and pains and ailments that you have, like my kidneys, just. Don't focus on those. Don't talk about them so much.
That's great advice.
Because that starts earlier than 60. A lot
Look
of people
at us
do that
with
40s
our,
and 50s.
Your foot, my knee.
Whining nonstop. me, not you.
And you can be, and part of that is you can kind of be defined by your ailments. And I think
that's true.
And everybody at this age, they've got things going wrong, and they've got aches and pains. And if you talk about them a lot, it tends to drag you down. You just got to focus on going forward.
I just want to say, relation to this, I have a cousin, Candy Shottish, who passed away a couple of days ago, and she was 103.
Oh wow!
And she listened to the show. She had her wits about her, 103
that's
years
amazing.
Old. So God bless Candy.
Well, when you say she has her wits about it, I mean, that's terrific. And there's some things that you can't control, and one of them would be that mental decline.
Right.
Obviously, it's like, you can only fight against, the physical decline is inevitable, and in some cases the mental decline is beyond your control. But, what I'm talking about here are things that you can control, things that you can work on.
But she never complained. I mean, really, never complained.
And you would think at 103, there's a lot to complain about.
I guess.
About.
You see, was it Kirk Douglas last night on the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
He's 101.
I know. And I thought that he got his lips tattooed. They looked very weird. And I think maybe he did have some plastic surgery throughout his years because he was on the screen.
Right, or after some strokes or something. Who knows
what
your body does.
At first I thought, you know, I feel really sorry for him. You know, he shouldn't be up there. I feel terrible. But then it's like he kind of was shining in the moment and enjoyed it. And, you know, who does it hurt?
I was very ambivalent about that. I felt a little like elder abuse in a way. Like
I did at first,
there,
but he really seemed to, like... Didn't he seem to eat it up when people were like applauding him and stuff?
He looked like he knew he was there, and maybe there's enjoyment. I'm torn because I kind of feel the same as with you, Eric. There were times, even like in Dick Clark's later years, when they would roll him out on New Year's Eve, it was like, I want to remember a vibrant young Dick Clark, and that doesn't mean, you know, Kirk Douglas should be shut away in a box somewhere.
Yeah, because people get old. Your grandparents get old. You should be able to see them. Well, I don't want to see grandma because she's old.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying sometimes it's different if it's your grandma because you love her and you're connected with her.
Yeah.
I don't know Kirk Douglas or Dick Clark. I have an image of them that has been cultivated over years in the media, and that's kind of what I like to... Like to remember.
All right, I'll buy that.
But how else can we be? How else can you be and I and everybody be a better old man?
One of the things is my next one was honor the creativity and idealism of youth. Now you know a lot of things that young people come up with and their ideas are naive and foolish.
Cockamamie.
But you know what?
Crazy kids.
But the thing is that you got to keep mind open about things like that because so many of the new ideas, the groundbreaking things that happen come from young, flexible minds. And to think that you've got to figure it out or that they don't have it figured out or that you have to be of a certain age, certain experience level to come up with great ideas is just not true. And so I think you just got to keep your mind open to everything that young people are saying and doing. And again, you know, that doesn't mean that you have to say, oh, well, they've got this Snapchat and that's really cool. But it's like to say, what is it about technology like that? Or what is it about the music or the fashion or the political ideas that you have? I've got some more. You want me to do them?
I think the next one is my favorite, actually.
Can we take a break and come back and talk about your favorite?
It's your show.
Okay, we'll wait till after the break.
Eric Zorn is here from the Chicago Tribune. He has reached a milestone birthday. He is now 60 years old, and he's put together some things, 14 rules to try and live by so you don't use the word cockamamie.
So you can be a good old man.
Right.
Whippersnappers.
It's 720 WGN. It's Wendy Snyder here. Brian Noonan's in for Bill.
Yes.
And Eric Zorn from the Chicago Tribune has celebrated his 60th birthday. And I will stop interrupting you because you have put together an awesome column. 14 things that you need to do to be a good old man.
Yeah, this is available at chicagotribune.com/Zorn if anyone wants to go read it. Over after we go through it really quickly. Number three was stay curious.
I like that one.
Yeah, I mean, I referenced my father, 86 years old, and he reads a lot. He asks a lot of questions. When you're around him, he's like, he really wants to know what's going on with you, what you're doing, what you're interested in. And I think that really, it makes him interesting to be around because there's this old Dale Carnegie maxim that says, if you want to be thought of as interesting, be interested.
Yeah.
Be interested in what people are doing. Don't just talk about yourself. And he is really great about that. Number four, don't fight the wisdom of those who love you. And, you know, they're not going to take your car keys from you, make you wear those medical alert pendants, or send you into assisted living on a whim. They are watching you. They are as aware of your situation, maybe more so than you are, because I think a lot of older people get into denial about what they can and can't do.
That's so important and so sweet that you word it that way. Because they're not trying to make your life miserable. They're trying to help you because they love you so much.
Right. And they're not trying to make it. I don't think they're trying to make it easier on themselves either. I think it's a situation where, you know, take the car keys away. You know, say you can't live here anymore, mom, dad, whatever. Number five, keep your mind open. Engage in other points of view. Don't think you've got everything all figured out. And it's like, that's really important. I mean, you know, you can think youthfully in that sense. Number six is remember to smile. A lot of times, like old people, just you know, as you get older, you just don't smile as much, and maybe you're ashamed of your teeth or something like that. But I think people should smile more, and it makes you look younger, makes you feel better, makes you sound better.
It does make you feel better. Come on, you're walking down the street when you see someone and you smile at them, and they smile back. Doesn't that make your day?
Absolutely. Well, and the other one piece of wisdom that I had gotten before was someone said when you answer the phone, you should smile. Now, does anyone still talk on the phone? I don't know. But when you answer the phone, you say hello, smile before you answer the phone. And it,
You can tell.
You can tell in the voice. So, huh.
Hello, Eric.
Hi, Wendy.
I'll leave. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead with your moment. Numbers, that was beautiful.
Number seven is embrace technology. And that is like, don't. So many times, people, you get to a certain age and you feel like, I can't do this computer. I can't do this smartphone. I can't do these apps. These things are all designed to be really easy to use. Mm-hmm. And there's this feeling I think a lot of older people get, which is like they're sort of helpless in front of technology, like it's too
confusing.
That's
Bill Leff also. Old people and Bill Leff.
Well, people as old as old Bill Leff. Yeah, that you feel like, oh, I can't do. They panic. And these are people who are otherwise in full possession right. of their physical yep. and mental abilities. They feel like, oh, this newfangled stuff, I can't do it. It is designed to be easy to use. Give yourself some time. Give yourself the time that you learned how to use your car, that you learned how to use your stereo, all the things that you learned how to use. These things are probably easier than that. So number eight is give pop culture a chance. A lot of it is ephemeral crap that deserves your scorn. But
right
I came of age in the 1970s when just about everything in culture and fashion was crap. So I have no cause to judge. I think there's a lot of great stuff. There's a lot of great television. There's a lot of great music that's being made out there. And if you're like, well, it's not as good as it was in my age, you're probably wrong. There's just lots of great stuff in popular culture. Practice deaccession. Deaccession is my dad's term for discarding and donating all the stuff that you get around your house that you don't need anymore and that your heirs aren't going to want to deal with.
And that's I know that
key.
But growing up, I mean, like I have china from both sets of grandparents and I hold on to them mm-hmm. and I've used them a couple times on Thanksgiving, but then you have to hand wash them. I don't know that I want them anymore, but part of me can't get rid of them, but I should.
We should get rid of, I mean, something like valuable heirlooms like china. I mean, that stuff is worth money probably mm-hmm. and you know, but so many people sort of, they become kind of hoarders in a way, not like saving old newspapers and baby teeth and so on, but they just like stuff keeps piling yep. up, magazines, all this other stuff.
And there's always a reason not to throw it away. That's you get to that age where, oh, I can't, like right. you said, so-and-so gave me this, or right. your brother made me this when he was in third grade.
And then there's He's some 50. Hanging on to a lot of the stuff is selfish in a way because your heirs are going to have to deal with it. Someone else, you're making somebody else deal with it. They who can bear to throw it away? Number 10 was don't eat like you're still 25. And that's one I have a problem with because I still think of myself as a lot younger and active. And I said, I can eat this. I can eat all this pizza. I can eat all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But in fact, I shouldn't.
It takes a smart man to realize
yes.
that.
Yeah. Number 11 is keep moving. You're going to have bum joints and weakening bones and so on, and you want to stay home and say no to opportunities, but you can power through, try to power through that. I had an experience on vacation recently where I hurt my hip walking down the side of a mountain and I was really in pain, but every day after that, the family and I were going places. We were in Costa Rica and I was like, I walked through it and I just like gritted my teeth. I said, I'm not going to hobble around like an old man here. So. cultivate hobbies is number 12.
That's important.
And number 13 was get good hearing aids.
I like that too.
I have noticed that in, certainly in my parents and other older people that I know, that when they get hearing aids, a loss of hearing is something that causes you to pull in on yourself because you can't engage in conversation. You can't hear the radio. You can't watch TV and understand what's going on. That the hearing aids, it's like it brightens up a day all of a sudden. It's like suddenly you understand, suddenly you can engage with people where you couldn't before. And hearing aids are incredible these days. Mm-hmm. They are really small. They're not like the big bulky things that fit in your ear.
And do people not want to get them? Is that it? Because they don't want to admit that they need help?
There's definitely a vanity thing that goes on with hearing aids that doesn't attach to eyeglasses. Nobody looks at someone wearing glasses and goes, what an old guy, he's got glasses on, Brian.
Yeah, well, listen, I've embraced my being an old guy. I'll wear the glasses. I don't care.
I'm so old, Brian, that I used to wear glasses.
How old are you?
60. What?
What do you think about that, Wendy?
Can you speak up a little, Wendy? That I have cataracts.
Oh.
That's why I don't wear glasses anymore, because these are fake lenses in my eyes. So, and here we are talking about doing our organ recital. Just
yeah,
like
you're
I promised
complaining
not to
about
do.
Your...
No, I'm not complaining. I love... cataracts is the greatest diagnosis you can get, I think.
My husband had them younger, in
yeah.
his
oh, yeah?
40s.
So he doesn't wear glasses, nope. I bet. Yeah,
oh,
amazing. So, and the last one is don't hide or hide behind your age. It's at least partially a state of mind, your age. And even as the years will drag you down like they do, you shouldn't let them define you. And I say, be grateful for, not resentful of, the number of days you've been granted. So that's... Yeah.
call you're him a wise old sage so now at 60.
Wise old man. But
that's
yeah.
good advice. People should start putting that into action as they get into their late 40s and 50s as well. You don't have to wait till you're 60 to be a good old man. You can prep for this.
Yeah, well, there are certainly cranky old men in their 40s and 50s. So.
There's a lot of cranky young men.
That's true.
So you don't even, you can leave the old adjective in there, but these are good points no matter what age.
Well, these are things that you can do that don't necessarily, for the most part, rely on like your body cooperating or, in most cases, your mind cooperating. I think that, obviously with mental decline, that's something that you can't
do much
about. But, we're all going to get creakier and so on. But our minds, our outlooks, our attitudes don't have to get there. That's
14 ways to not become a curmudgeon.
That's right.
I really appreciate this, Eric, and I think you've helped a lot of people today.
I hope so.
And happy birthday. I know Wendy thinks you're ancient, but she's
I think
not
you
bad.
Look fantastic.
Thank you.
As I get closer, it's not that not that bad.
Eric Zorn, you can read him in the Chicago Tribune, and you can hear him on Mincing Rascals on WGN+. And we will take a break. Brian Noonan in for Bill Left today. I'm Wendy Snyder. We're going to be going to the stream, but we'll find out what's going on with Steve Bertrand and the Wintrust Business Lunch next on WGN.